light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tiny Humans, Big Emotions is a warm, science-grounded guide for anyone caring for children from birth through age 8. Alyssa Blask Campbell translates developmental research into practical, everyday strategies that turn chaos into connection. Instead of quick fixes, she offers a clear path to help children feel safe, seen, and capable of handling big feelings. You will learn how to read cues, respond instead of react, and set limits that are both firm and kind. The book blends simple language, step-by-step tools, and real family examples to help you prevent power struggles, lower stress, and build emotional skills that last. It covers the full arc of hard moments, from early warning signs to repair after the storm. Whether you are navigating bedtime battles, defiance, or public meltdowns, this essential guide gives you scripts, checklists, and plans that fit busy lives. The outcome is calmer days, stronger relationships, and children who grow confident in their own inner compass. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the emotion processing framework. At the heart of the book is a clear framework for guiding big feelings from start to finish. Emotions are treated as signals to understand, not problems to erase. The process begins with noticing and naming what is happening, using simple, concrete language children can grasp. Next comes validation, which communicates safety and acceptance so that the nervous system can settle. Co-regulation follows, using breath, body posture, and a calm presence to borrow regulation from the adult. Only after the child is more regulated does problem-solving enter the scene, with choices, collaborative solutions, or skills practice that fit the child age and stage. Finally, reflection and repair close the loop, strengthening trust and learning. The book provides sample phrases, visual prompts, and planning sheets that make this flow easy to remember during stressful moments. By repeating this cycle, children build an internal map for handling feelings, caregivers gain confidence, and daily conflicts shift into teachable moments with lasting impact. Secondly, co-regulation and adult regulation. First, the book emphasizes that the most effective child calming tool is a regulated adult. Before coaching a child, caregivers learn to pause, ground, and return to a calm, connected state. Practical micro-practices include slowing the exhale, relaxing the jaw and shoulders, softening the gaze, and using a low, steady voice. Body-to-body co-regulation strategies follow, such as sitting at the child level, offering proximity without pressure, mirroring slow breathing, and using rhythmic cues like gentle rocking or a steady hum. The author shows how to hold limits while staying regulated, so boundaries do not become battles. There are plans for high-stress moments, including a brief reset routine and scripts that reduce verbal clutter. The approach also protects caregiver well-being by normalizing hard days and encouraging support systems and predictable self-care windows. When adults regulate first, children borrow that stability. The storm passes faster, and teaching becomes possible without shame or power struggles. Thirdly, tantrums versus meltdowns. Recognize and respond. Caregivers learn the crucial difference between tantrums and meltdowns, because each calls for a different response. Tantrums often arise from frustration, limits, or a blocked goal. The child still has some access to thinking, and can shift with co-regulation, choices, or a change in environment. Meltdowns are full-body overwhelm, often connected to sensory overload, fatigue, or stress stacking. In a meltdown, the thinking brain is offline. Safety and soothing come first, with simple presence, reduced input, and time to recover. The book offers clear signals to watch for, like rising pitch, rapid movements, or shut down, and gives stepwise plans for both types of episodes. You will find language for public moments, gentle ways to shield from an audience, and tips for communicating with teachers or caregivers. After the storm, the focus turns to connection and skill building, not lectures or shame. Families also learn to track patterns, identify triggers, and design prevention plans that reduce the frequency and intensity of future blowups. Fourthly, boundaries with empathy and consistency. This guide shows how empathy and structure work together. Children need warm connection and clear limits to feel secure. The book teaches concise, repeatable boundary language, two respectful choices, and natural consequences that teach rather than punish. Caregivers practice using few words, a calm tone, and a steady body posture so the limit lands without adding fuel. There are examples for common hotspots such as screens, leaving the park, sibling conflict, mealtimes, and bedtime. The author explains how to decide non-negotiables, when to offer a do-over, and how to use time in instead of isolating time out. Visual cues, family agreements, and simple routines help children anticipate what comes next, lowering pushback. When missteps happen, repair scripts restore trust and model accountability. Over time, this approach strengthens internal motivation, reduces chronic bargaining, and builds respect on both sides. Children learn that feelings are welcome, behavior has boundaries, and adults will keep them safe every time. Lastly, sensory needs, routines, and environment design. Many challenging behaviors are rooted in unmet sensory needs or unpredictable routines. The book helps caregivers map a child's sensory profile and notice signs of under or over stimulation. Practical tools include visual schedules, first, then charts, and transition rituals that help children shift activities without panic. Environment tweaks reduce triggers. Soft lighting, a predictable snack and sleep rhythm, a movement break before seated tasks, and a cozy regulation nook with simple tools like pillows, books, and fidgets. The author offers playful regulation ideas that work across ages, such as animal walks, wall pushes, heavy work with laundry baskets, and breath games. Caregivers learn to build cushion time around known stress points, prepare ahead for errands, and communicate clear expectations in advance. Collaboration with teachers or care providers closes the loop so that strategies are consistent across settings. When sensory needs are met and routines are reliable, cooperation rises, meltdowns drop, and children can focus, learn, and connect. In conclusion, this book is ideal for parents, foster and kin caregivers, early childhood educators, caregivers of neurodivergent children, pediatric therapists, and grandparents who support daily care. It is especially helpful for families facing frequent power struggles, public meltdowns, or transitions like childcare, preschool, and kindergarten. You will benefit because the book blends science with real-world scripts and step-by-step plans you can use immediately. Unlike many discipline books that rely on rewards or punishments, this approach builds lifelong emotional skills through connection, co-regulation, and consistent boundaries. It stands out for its clear framework, age adaptations from infancy through 8, sensory-aware strategies, and practical checklists that reduce mental load. Buying this book gives you a single, comprehensive toolkit that transforms hard moments into growth, strengthens relationships, and protects caregiver well-being. If you want calmer days now and emotionally intelligent children for the long run, this is the guide to choose. If you would like to support Alyssa Blask Campbell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.